Dear people of God, we are on the 22nd Sunday of the ordinary time. All these three readings invite all of us to live a life of purity that pleases God. And also asking us to examine, are we giving inadvertent importance to the traditions, our cultural standards, the things that we got it from our elders, than the commandment of God. If you really look at it, these three readings, especially the first reading from book of Deuteronomy, very clearly Moses gives the people, if you follow this commandment, you will have wisdom and understanding to be happy. So follow them. Don't reduce it or add it. And in the second reading, St. James is telling, what is the pure religion? A religion that is going to make someone happy. A religion that is going to make someone satisfied. Yes, I'm doing the right thing. And he says that doing the right thing is going after people who are poor, less fortunate than us. The widows, the orphans, those who are left out very particularly and willingly by the society. And in the gospel, Jesus challenges the people, the Pharisees, so-called elders. They say, your disciples are not doing the elders' instructions. They are ignoring. And Jesus rightly points out what matters today. Is it washing hands and being beautiful outside? Is it matter? Jesus says, what matters is what is inside. What is inside of me? What is going on? What is going on in me? Just because my father told, my grandmother told, my grandfather told, so we all have to do like this. You know, one grandmother used to tell the boy, you see, your father, your grandfather, and your great-grandfather, at the age of 21, they used to walk on the water. On their first, 21st day, birthday, they will go and walk on the water. So when you are 21, you must do it. Then this boy said, you know, grandmother's word is more equal to God for them. And this boy was celebrating 21st birthday. He took his friend, went to the river, and he went to walk. He fell into the river, and he was about to die. Only because of the friend, he was pulled out. And he came angry and told the grand gogo, a grand old lady, what are you telling? You would have killed me today. You told my father was walking, my grandfather was walking, my great-grandfather was walking on the water on their 21st birthday. Then the old lady said, stupid grandson, they were all born in January. You are born in June. In January, water will be frozen. And this is the time, it's so hot. Then the boy said, this is the one thing you should have told me, not walking on the water. And this is exactly the thing God is asking us to consider. There are times we wonder, am I in the right path? Am I in the right religion? Am I right? Am I in the right church? Today people are very fast moving towards this church, that preacher, that... No! It is all to do with myself. It is all to do with what is going on. When I cannot believe that someone in front of me is suffering and I have no time. I myself suffering more than that person. And it's nothing to do with me.
And then that means something is seriously wrong. And we are in a culture, we are in a society, we are in a place, we are running after something. We are running after something so madly. But at the end of the day, we all live in loneliness, depression, sickness, worries. That is why James very beautifully puts, you want a religion that gives you strength, a religion that makes you to be a better person. And that is a religion that cares for the other. You know, most of the times we give too much importance to these traditions, cultural standards, the things that have been passed on to us. That is why we really need to listen to these readings carefully and apply it today. As you are here on the 22nd Sunday, I only ask you, take this reading and look at these readings. And when you have time today, please read the psalm, the responsorial psalm of the day. That is the one that links all these three readings. And these three readings really will give you a clear, marked way how to go about. And that is what we all need to do. And if you really look at it, you know, what is Jesus is trying to drive home here? He is telling, are we doing a lip service, quoting Isaiah? Or are we doing a head service? Head service is what? Lip service is all wordy, wordy, wordy. I promise you, I will do it for you. I will be there for you. Lip service. This head service is that I rationalize everything. I give new meaning to whatever I say. My words really change its meanings, and I'm happy with it. And I find somehow some reasons to justify what I do. That is the head service. But God is telling us we need heart service, a heart full of love. Heart service, a service that emerges from my heart. Because Jesus says, it is from the same heart only comes the evil. The birthplace of all evil in the world is my heart. Not someone. Not the evil society. Every time what we do, most of the time, the society is evil. My wife is evil. My husband is evil. My children are evil. My priest is evil. My church is evil. My country I live is evil. And we do not want to see what is evil in us. This is exactly the game that they played. Pharisees played this game. God gave 10 commandments. And 10 commandments only. He said, be faithful to these commandments. But these fellows came. They added. They extended. They, you know, stretched to 685 commandments. But for that answering, Jesus says, even reducing this 10 commandments to 2. Just 2. Those who have got a difficulty in responding to the 10 commandments, Jesus says, follow these 2. Love God as the first priority and love your neighbor as yourself. Enough to go to heaven. If you want the whole sermon to be one sentence, this is it. This is it. And that is what the Lord is asking us. And that we need to really look at what I can do. It is all about inside purity. Yes. We need to be faithful to the commandment of the Lord. That is the one that is going to make us a good people. Not traditions. Not some, you know, the old stories from our families. That is why you would have heard about Margaret Mead, an American cultural anthropologist, one of the excellent writers and sociological issues. She was asked, ma'am, could you tell us when did civilization begin? This is a question the interviewers, the media people asked her when she got the Nobel Prize. She, without hesitation, she said something to really challenge them. They thought Margaret is going to tell that when people knew how to do a sculpture, how to build, how to really have something new, that is the beginning of a civilization. That's what they expected her to say. But Margaret Mead said, civilization began when human beings were able to recognize pain in the face of the other. And not only recognizing and responding it. Responding it so appropriately that they could feel, hey, there is someone near me. There is someone who loves me. There is someone who cares for me. I am not left alone in this world. And that is real. That is real. We, sometime in the Catholic Church, we give importance to these traditions. Too much. Rubrics, traditions, rituals, outside beauty. Oh, we must come to church. Beautiful, beautiful. What is going on inside? Right within you, what is going on? Before I come from Mass, I ask you, what is going on? Let us not follow this rubric that will not give us happiness. And Anthony Di Mello beautifully puts a story that is very funny. He says, there was a guru. A guru used to come to church to pray. He used to come with a small cat. And, whenever he comes, he will come with a cat. And the disciples thought, now to come to church, you have to bring, if you are a guru, you must bring the cat. And then the cat was taken care of extremely well. Master died. The guru died. Then the cat was brought and tied where the master was there. And the cat also died. Then all the disciples had a meeting. Now we need to buy a new cat. Because before we start the prayer, we have to bring a cat and tie it and then start the prayer. Can you see? Can you see which people have given the importance? Not the prayer, but tying the cat. And therefore, today we need to really look at that Jesus is asking us to consider that our hearts have the power to produce love, justice, mercy, forgiveness. All these also can come from our heart. Then why then all the list of evil that is in the gospel is coming out? May the Lord truly give us that courage today. Yes, we need the commandments of God to be happy and to care for the other. That makes us to be a perfect person God wants us to be. May the Lord bless us this evening that we may be able to respond to Him today. What is going on inside of me?